is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a suspect under arrest in the deadly shooting of two Israeli embassy staffers outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The shouts of the man accused of killing Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram, who, we've learned, intended to get engaged in Jerusalem next week. More from correspondent Naomi Ruckham.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says the suspect, tentatively identified as 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez from Chicago, entered the museum shortly after the shooting. Multiple people who were inside the museum at the time said event staff assumed the suspect was a witness of the shooting. Then this happened.
Reaches into his bag and pulls out a keffiyeh and says, I did it. I did this for Gaza. And just starts shouting Free Palestine.
Republicans in the House could push through President Trump's sweeping domestic spending plan this morning after a marathon 22-hour session. The GOP's Jason Smith of Missouri.
This is what 77 million Americans voted for. Make the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent.
Washington State Democrat Susan Del Bene.
President Trump and Republicans love calling this one big beautiful bill, but it's really one big broken promise.
A showdown in the Oval Office where President Trump met with South Africa's president and falsely accused him of allowing genocide of white farmers. It comes weeks after the administration granted dozens of white South Africans refugee status here in the U.S. Correspondent Deborah Pattup is in Johannesburg.
South Africans say that giving refugee status to Afrikaners makes a mockery of the whole system when there are countries where there really is genocide. And as for most white farmers, they say, well, they're quite happy here and have no intention of going to the U.S.
This will be a stormy day in the Northeast ahead of the Memorial Day getaway. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
It will bring strong winds, heavy rain, cold rain at that, and believe it or not, there may very well be snow, especially above the 1,500-foot level.
Get ready for faster and more detailed weather predictions, courtesy of Microsoft and next-generation artificial intelligence. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
AI weather predictions doesn't just mean better forecasts. It also means more accurate forecasts at smaller levels. Imagine a farmer being able to identify when a rainstorm's about to come or how a heat wave is going to impact their crops.
S&P futures are up 3. Dow futures down 57. NAS futures ahead 33. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 16-year-old boy charged in the fatal shooting of his 11-year-old brother in Racine is being held on a $150,000 cash bond. Pedro Saucedo will be back in court next week for a preliminary hearing. According to the criminal complaint, the teen's sister admitted to loading the weapon earlier that day, intending to fire it at a cemetery in memory of a deceased relative. That sister also said she had seen Pedro, an 11-year-old Jesus Valadares, playing with the gun in the past. Despite that, only the 16-year-old accused of pulling the trigger is charged. The Racine County community is coming together for a cleanup. In a show of neighborly support, public works crews from 7 Racine County communities are joining forces in Wind Point today. They're helping to clear hundreds of downed trees left by last week's powerful storms. The effort coincides with National Public Works Week. A statement from City of Racine officials says the cooperative effort highlights the vital role public works teams play in keeping neighborhoods safe. A major street in Sturtevant will be closed Saturday. It's for their annual Memorial Day parade, and that gets going at 10 a.m. During the parade, which starts at 86th Street in Durand, traffic on 11 will be rerouted until the procession passes. It's the first year for a new parade route. That can be seen in full on the Village of Sturtevant website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Corlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Corlick Field. Be there.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get seven hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the ninth and the 10th showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
It is going to be mostly cloudy for a pretty good chunk of the day today, although I think we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, mostly clear, 41. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high once again near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The cameras on our phones are so advanced. It's gotten to the point where when you see someone with a regular camera, just a camera, they look so out of place.
Is that guy part of a Civil War reenactment?
The value of a photo has changed, too. I get emails from my kids' schools. They're like, would you like to order your child's school portrait? I'm like, delete. The last thing any parent needs is more photos of their children. Schools should just offer, hey, we'll come over and delete half your photos. I'd pay for that. Because that's what we use our phones for. For photos, emails, directions, anything but talking. When my phone rings, I'm like, well, that's obviously not for me.
Baby's truer than my baby was.
there's love behind it.
Listen to Playboys, this diamond ring, 610, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Such a beautiful morning. I have a camera that goes outside. We look at it. I don't know if you hear the birds on that thing there. Yeah, maybe a little bit in the background. I put a microphone up to the where the camera is. You can hear them a little bit chirping there in the background. I can make that louder. Hold on, see if I can do that here real quick. I'm not going to try because I don't know what I'm doing. So the birds are out chirping. I knew when I woke up this morning it was going to be a beautiful day because the birds were out chirping. And it is going to be a beautiful day. Right now it's cloudy but becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs near 53, clear tonight. Lows around 41. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 53. Then the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days. With a high near 56, perfect, cloudy, 47 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. Here's CCR. Rising 614, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day later on with a high near 53. The birds are chirping right now. It means good weather's on the way. Cloudy, 47 degrees here at Radio Park. I see the Indy 500, the Indianapolis 500 is this Sunday already. Whoa. Festivities will include the Weenie 500, the first competitive race for the entire Wienermobile fleet. It's also the first time all six vehicles have gathered in over a decade. The race is happening Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern and will stream live on Fox Sports app and the IndyCar on Fox social media accounts. That might be worth it to watch all six Wienermobiles racing, huh? I'd like to see that. 614, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head.
Please help me, Rhonda, 617. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, yesterday was National Waitstaff Day. BuzzFeed recently polled thousands of current and former servers in restaurants and asked some fun questions. Have you ever eaten off a customer's plate? What do you think? 32%, one-third said yes, they have. Have you ever, I hope it was before they served it. That would be gross if they did it afterwards. Have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage? Only 6% said yes. Have you ever given someone free food or a free drink because you thought they were cute? 30% said yes. See, I never got any free food or free drinks or anything. What does that tell you? Have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? Half of the servers said they have retaliated in some way, but they didn't say how. That's kind of creepy. 6:18, time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The migration from the silver screen to Broadway continues, and Tom Hanks is the latest to journey to the stage. The role in the play titled This World of Tomorrow shouldn't be too difficult for the Hollywood good guy to handle. The material is based on his short stories. The show opens this coming fall in New York. Hanks joins other big screen stars who've made the jump to New York stages, including Denzel Washington, George Clooney, and Bob Odenkirk. Speaking of Denzel Washington, if you're a red carpet photographer, make sure you do not touch his arm. The two-time Oscar winner was in Cannes promoting the film Highest to Lowest that he starred in and Spike Lee directed. Washington was making his way up the red carpet when a photographer asked if he could get a picture and actually grabbed Washington's arm. Washington got in his face and apparently was not in the mood to be touched and said stop it repeatedly. The photographer made the right decision and stopped, as opposed to messing with the equalizer. Good decision. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Lead singer for the Crystals, Darlene Love was always, for years, the final guest on the David Letterman show just before he took his Christmas break. He always brought her out on the final show to sing Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. And that went on for years and years until he didn't do the show anymore. Hey, an 87-year-old guy in Montreal was out for a walk. This happened last Thursday when he had a heart attack. A random stranger saved his life. He did CPR on the man for 20 minutes until paramedics got there and then vanished. No one knows where he went. No one knows his name. You know what I think? I think he was a guardian angel. What do you think? Funny how those things happen. Eh? Richie Valens, here's the original La Bamba.
La Bamba, La Bamba. Oh,
Chief Allen, 628 Local News. Tamla's hits at WRJN. A few people are claiming that the Apple iPhone update last year resurrected their old deleted nude photographs. People say photographs they deleted years ago are suddenly back. It's unclear if this is a widespread issue or not. Just when you thought you had all the bases covered, huh? Literally. Here they come back to haunt ya. Got the Bones, 5 o'clock world here at WRJN.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Local News, Tamla Sits at WRJN. Hey, next time you make a fake ID, proofread it. A drunk driver in Iowa handed a cop his ID. They could tell it was fake because it said on there he was 8 feet tall. 6:30 on the noggin. Let's see what's going on in the news this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Yesterday in Racine, community members and leaders braved cold, rainy weather to break ground on a new behavioral health building. The 50,000-square-foot facility, set to open late next year, will offer the county's first residential substance use treatment program. Read all about how the mental health effort got started online. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. Helping hands are on the way for Wind Point. Public Works crews from 7 Racine County communities converged today to tackle the aftermath of last week's storms. It brought down hundreds of trees. The coordinated cleanup kicked off at the Wind Point Village office and will continue into the afternoon. Crews from all over are bringing in their heavy equipment to clear debris. A Racine County parade route has been updated. Sturtevant's Memorial Day Parade steps off at 10 Saturday with a brand new route. It'll start at 86th Street and Durand, then go along Durand to 97th Street and beyond. It ends at South Park. People are invited to line the streets and honor veterans. Non-parade traffic will be rerouted off Durand until the parade concludes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Recently, the FDA has approved the use of gene editing to stop the PRRS virus in pigs. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Matt Culberson, the COO of PIC, is here to share how big of an issue PRRS was that it led to this decision.
Yeah, the impact of PERS unfortunately has been dramatic and growing over time. I was only ever worked in the swine industry. I grew up on a swine farm in Western Illinois, and I can remember some of the initial cases and hearing my dad and others talk about the challenges that it was causing initially. And, you know, today, if we look across the U.S. swine industry or really the global swine industry, you know, probably greater than 50% of the pigs at any given time in most industries are positive to the PERS virus.
Culbertson says that they do not expect this gene editing technology to make it to the commercial side until 2026. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news next.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Zimbrick Chevrolet, Dane County's number one volume Chevy dealer with over 70 new Chevy trucks to choose from. Zimbrick Chevrolet East Madison, Sun Prairie, and ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some news in the agriculture world. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection would like to remind farmers and private landowners to sign up for the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, which does provide tax benefits, and it is very flexible with no minimum acreage requirement. Also, the Dane County Dairy Promotion Committee is looking for volunteers for cows on the concourse. If you are interested in volunteering, you can check out more details at danecountydairy.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
It is going to be mostly cloudy for a pretty good chunk of the day today, although I think we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, mostly clear, 41. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high once again near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Everybody thinks eating meat is disgusting. Don't get me wrong, I eat meat, it's delicious, but here's how you can tell everybody thinks eating meat is gross. Just watch how you react when somebody asks you to eat an animal you're not used to eating. So, hey buddy, you want a gerbil burger? Then somebody asks you to eat a reindeer, then you're all confused because you can't remember if reindeers are real or not. You guys watch the Super Bowl? Anybody watch the Super Bowl? Yeah? All right. Here's the thing I like, is at the end of the Super Bowl, they get hats like New York Giants. They got the hats that say they win. New York Giants, 2008 Super Bowl champs. But there's another set of hats the Patriots don't ever get to see. They just send them immediately to the third world or something. And I don't know exactly, but I'm willing to bet there's a lot of kids in Cambodia who think the Patriots won that game. They got like a whole alternate history of sports over there. Like, they never heard of the Yankees or the Bulls. Everyone's wearing Buffalo Bills t-shirts.
Going
Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no sleep.
Garfunkel, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, 640. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. I know it looks cloudy out there now, becoming sunny with a high near 53 today, then clear tonight, lows 41. Sunny tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, 53 the high tomorrow, 56 on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, we've got some clouds, the birds are chirping, 47 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, imagine you're on a first date and the other person insists on paying. They open up their wallet and grab a coupon for $5 off an appetizer or something. Are you going to complain on that first date? According to the survey, 56% of people say totally acceptable to use a coupon on a first date. 28% say it's kind of sexy. Really? To use a coupon? Had I known that, I would have been using coupons a lot sooner. Diana Ross, the Supremes' Love Child, here at WRJN 641.
Love child, born in poverty. Love.
built in me. Don't think that I don't need ya. Don't think I don't wanna please ya. But no child of mine will be bearing the name of shame. I've been wearing a child, a child, never quite as good.
Diana Ross, Supreme's Love Child, 644, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. You know, Star Wars, yeah, you would think that when it first came out, there were lines and lines and lines of people to go see it. Not true. As a matter of fact, there were such low expectations, the studio only booked 42 theaters nationwide to show the movie because nobody wanted to show it. Now, I was working at a radio station on Long Island, and they showed it at the local Cinerama Theater, big screen and everything, 1,500 seats. They couldn't sell advance tickets. So they got to the radio station and said, print up tickets for like a couple of hundred and give them away. We couldn't even give them away. So what we did was we had to do a broadcast from the theater lobby. We had all the announcers go reluctantly. They coerced us into going. And it turns out the people there loved the movie, but we couldn't fill the whole theater. It was 1,500 seats. Nobody wanted the tickets. And there were special printed up tickets. We said souvenir tickets, all that kind of stuff. Couldn't give them away. We eventually had about 1,000 seats in the theater, 500 empty. That was for the original Star Wars. Who knew what was coming down the pike? 645, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? They always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know? Yesterday, all my... Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday, I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yes, we took that directly from the airport. The Beatles Yesterday. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Question, does money feel better when you earn it, or are you sick of spending every day at that grind? You just want to get that money plopped right into your hand from maybe an old lost relative, like an aunt who passed away and left you money in her will? A survey asked people if they'd rather earn the million or be given the $1 million. The majority of the people said, hand it over. 52% would rather be given $1 million, and only 37% would earn it. What do you feel? Yeah, hand it over. That's all. That's good. Just give me the million. At 6:54, local news. Timeless hits WRJN with Bobby Rydell. Cha-cha-cha. Bobby Rydell, 657 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up in a few minutes, it's Elmwood Plaza, Part 3. It's going to be a 26-parter, so we're at Part 3 of 26. Carol Dianforte, Jim Messier coming in just a moment, and we'll talk about that a little after 7 o'clock. But first, we've got the Jeremiah Bullfrog song, otherwise known as Joy to the World. There's Three Dog Night.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had somebody fine wine. Sing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world, tell you what I'd do. Throw away the cars and the bars and the war. Make sweet love to you. Sing it now. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Night, Joy to the World, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning, it's 7 o'clock on the nose.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly.